Yeah, 24th chapter of Joshua. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to start at the 14th and 15th verse. And my subject today is this: who do you serve? Tell somebody, ask somebody, who do you serve?
Who do you serve?
Thank you. You're telling you got to serve somebody.
You got to serve somebody.
Tell somebody. Come on. Y'all, we see each other every Sunday. We got to serve somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Who do you serve? Thank you, Jesus. Who do you serve? Come on. I'm asking y'all a question. Yeah. Yeah. God. Thank you, Jesus. Serve God. 24th chapter of Joshua. Thank you, Jesus. The 14th and the 15th verse. Thank you.
Amen.
All right. Yeah. You got that? Now, therefore, fear the who?
The Lord.
And serve him in what?
Sincerity.
Since way back almost in the beginning of this message come. Serve him in
sincerity
and in truth. And put away the gods which your father served, on the other side of the who?
Flood.
Of the flood. Thank you, Jesus.
And
huh?
In Egypt. Amen.
Thank you, in Egypt. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all got that?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Did we read all that? And then what?
And serve ye the Lord.
Serve ye the Lord. Thank you, Joshua. And if it seem evil unto what?
Unto you.
To do what?
To serve the Lord.
It tells you to choose what?
You
Whom? Thank you, Jesus. What it said, whether the gods was what? The Father served? That were on the what?
Other side
of the flood. Or the gods of the what?
Amorites.
In who? Hallelujah. But as what?
For me and
in
my
house. Joshua said, for me and my house. What it said?
We will serve
the Lord. God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Who do you serve?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I serve, hallelujah, the God of Abraham.
Amen.
Thank you. Y'all know about Abraham? You know the story about Abraham? Mm-hmm. The God that talked to Abraham and spoke to him, that's the God I serve. Who do you serve?
I serve
the God of who?
Abraham.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we come down some more. The God that spoke to Noah, a man called Noah, told him to build a what?
An ark.
And make it so wide and so long, That's the God I serve. Who do you serve?
The God of Noah.
Who? Come on now.
The God of Noah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What's the next one? Who the next one? I serve the man that couldn't speak well and had a stutter. What did he do? He talked to God where?
In a burning bush
and up in the what?
Mount Sinai.
Thank you, Jesus. He spoke to God in person.
Yes.
God spoke from heaven to him.
Amen.
That's the same God who served.
We serve.
The God of who?
Moses.
Come on now. Who next? Come on. Give me one. Who the next one? Joshua. Joshua. Was he the one that led the people out of the wilderness or to the promised land?
Yes.
Amen. The God that led Joshua.
Yes.
To the promised land, that's the God who served.
We serve.
And who is that?
The God of who?
Joshua. Come on, we can go all down.
Amen.
We got a list here. We could go down and have some fun with this, huh?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, huh? Isaiah. I'm gonna try to skip because you know y'all gonna get on me if I go too long. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Hallelujah. But Isaiah, Who was he?
Prophet.
He was the prophet that God did what? He talked to him about coming.
Yes.
He's the prophet that God told, I'm on my way and this is how it's going to be.
Amen.
The God of Isaiah.
God
of Isaiah. Who do you serve?
The God of Isaiah.
Thank you. That same God. There's only one God. Thank you, Jesus. And not no two, no three, and no different ones that's up there. Jesus up there and another God up there with God. It's just only one God.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That told Isaiah, this is what you write down. Because I want you to know I'm coming. Who next? The God of who?
David.
Huh? David. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Yeah. David, he was a man after God's what?
Awesome.
That same God, huh, that David worshiped and served, it's the same God I serve.
Amen.
So who do you serve?
The God of David.
God of David. David. What did I say? I missed David. Come on now. Y'all hear me? Y'all got one? Come on. Come on. Let's go. Yeah. What's the next one? Jeremiah. Is he the one that hid in the cave?
Yeah.
Huh? Because he's scared that they're going to kill him for preaching? Oh. Ain't that Jeremiah?
Was it Elijah?
Which one was it? He was the one that cried a lot, huh?
Yeah.
Elijah was the one that went in the cave. He hid. Why did he hide?
Because he thought Jezebel was going to kill him.
Going to kill him, thank Jesus. Yes, but that same God of David talked to him and said, I got how many?
700 prophets.
700 prophets. You don't know nothing about.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. So that's why I serve the same God of who?
Elijah.
Come on now. There's only one God. All down through the ages and down through the years, God spoke to these people. Thank you, Jesus. But Jeremiah was the what?
The weeping cry.
Crying prophet. He cried, huh? He served what God? God of who?
Joshua.
The God of who? Moses. Come on now. Huh? Yeah. Y'all got one for me? Come on now. Who got it? Come on. We go down through the Bible. Esther, uh-huh.
Yes.
What did Esther do? We got all kinds of stories on all of them.
She pleaded for her people.
Yes, that same God.
Yes.
That same God. God has been dealing with man all down through the ages. Thank you, Jesus. Talk
Amen.
To
yes,
him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But you know, he got tired of that.
Yes.
He got tired of talking to man. Huh? He said, I got to do something different.
Right.
Because something ain't working. Thank you, Jesus. So that same God did what? He became what?
Jesus.
He said before he comes that there is no other Savior beside me.
Yeah.
I am the only Savior. I'm the only one that can save the world. Thank you, Jesus. So how did he formulated? How did he come here?
Overshadowed Mary.
Uh-huh.
And became a baby.
The God of Moses, huh?
Yeah.
The God of Abraham.
Yeah.
If he had came down as that God, he'd have burned everything up.
Right.
Huh?
He had to take
that's right. He had to take a piece of him.
Yes.
The piece that he took of him was what?
His word.
His word. Amen. That same God of that formed Adam.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Is the same God that formed himself a body and came down here on the earth.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians. Let me get my little scripture together here now. 1 Corinthians. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. I serve the God that was back in the day, huh, of old. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. 1 Corinthians 8 and 6 says, I want to read just a little bit higher, if I could. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing. Yet as he ought to know. Okay. But if any man love God, the same is known of what? Y'all get it?
Him.
1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 8 and 3. I just started at the 3. Thank you, Jesus. As concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered. Offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing
in the world.
And what? No what? What did he say? But what did he say?
None other God
but one. Thank you, Jesus. And that God is who?
Jesus.
The God of who?
Abraham.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Noah. Isaac.
Joshua.
Same God.
Yes.
All down past, you know, down in the past, the same God is with us. He came down here.
Amen.
He had to figure it out. You know, he had to do some studying too. Now God had to study too. You know, how he gonna do, you know, work this out. Because no man could do what God did. So he had to figure it out, and he said, what I'm going to do, instead of going down there as me, I'm going to send my word that I speak out of my mouth down there. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? And that same person that came down here is who? God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. And he said right here in the sixth verse, but to us there is but one
God.
And the Father, thank you, Jesus, of whom are all things, and we, now I want you to listen real good now to the next little part now, You get this, you're going to be smart, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, you're going to be powerful in the Word of God, and whom are all things, well, did I miss it?
One Lord Jesus Christ.
What did it say?
And one Lord Jesus Christ.
You know what it said? One Lord Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Because he's talking about the same God when he said one God.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Came down here, and saved us.
Amen.
John, in Revelation, when the angel of the Lord said the voice of the Lord, but it was the angel of the Lord came to him and told him what to write down, and he saw that spirit.
Uh-huh.
He fell down to his knees to that angel, and the angel said, no. I'm a fellow servant. I'm like you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I serve God. I serve God. It's in Revelation. Revelation 19. Thank you, Jesus. I serve the same God. I'm a fellow servant of God. And that's what what happened. The angel that spoke to John, served who?
God.
The same God that who served?
Abraham.
Thank you, Jesus. The same God way back that came here and took his time. You know, he got sick and tired of man. God got sick of man. You know, we say, God's love endures forever. God's mercy endures forever. You know, ever, forever, whatever. Have you thought about whatever? Our ever. Y'all didn't get that? It endures forever, our ever.
Yeah, that's good.
Because God have an end.
Yes. Yes.
It's going to be an end one day. One day the world is going to end. So if it do forever, it got to, see, our ever and God's ever is not the same.
Amen. That's right.
See, everybody talk about loving Jesus. Oh, Jesus is so wonderful. But when Jesus come and take his people out of the earth, and take care of the earth, he's going to change.
Yes. Right
now. So it is an end. It's going to be an end to God's mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, no, the loving God, he just can't do that to us. Well, he can't burn us up like that. And that. Well, you just stick around a little longer and you'll find out. Thank you, Jesus. His mercy does end. So you think Satan should live forever in peace and go to heaven with us, When God's mercy ends, when this dispensation is over, God is going to completely turn and flip his hat. He's going to be a righteous. He's going to be a righteous judge. And everybody that don't make it with him, trust me. You know, me and you probably feel real bad, you know, about burning somebody up or send them in an everlasting fire. Wouldn't you? You feel kind of bad, to do that, If Jesus ain't gonna feel when the time comes, he's every day that we breathe, Jesus give us a chance to be right. Every moment that you got. But when Jesus come, see when he come, he gonna come in the cloud. He gonna stop in the air and say, come my people. That's not the second coming of Christ. The second coming of Christ is when Jesus actually come back and set foot on the earth.
All right.
When he come and set foot on the earth and everybody going to know that he's God. The grace dispensation is going to be over.
It's over. It's done with.
So when they say God's mercy lasts forever. I don't have to worry about this. I can do what I want to do. God gonna love me anyway. He's gonna let me into heaven anyway. No, I don't think so. No sin is gonna enter heaven.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. So we are serving the same God of Abraham, the same God. I mean, look at all the years that went by that God dealt with man. I can't even think how long it was. Huh? Can you think back how long it's been God been dealing from Adam to right now? It's been a long, I can't even say it long enough. It's been a long, long time. Thank you, Jesus, huh? But his grace is going to come to the end. The bride of Jesus Christ, huh, must get ready. Huh? Dressed up and ready to go with the Lord.
Amen.
The bridegroom is coming. Yes. Thank you, Jesus, to get his bride. Huh? And he's going to call his bride from the earth to go. Righteous judge.
Yeah.
Oh, righteous judge. He's gonna take everybody that didn't hear his word and obey and heard his word and still didn't obey it. Everybody that's gonna be left here is gonna go into the pit of fire. Huh? He's gonna turn totally different God. Thank you, Jesus. He's a loving God right now. Huh? But when the time comes, huh? It's going to end.
Yeah.
People, that's Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Pit of fire. Ain't going to be no more mercy. No more pity. The only people that's going to get another chance to make it with God is the Israelites. Jews. Thank you, Jesus. Of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hebrews. They're the only one. But anybody that's not a Hebrew or not a Jew, well, Jew just a religion, but the Israelite, hallelujah, or the chosen people of God, is going to be lost.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. He's going to burn the earth up. He said it. Huh? He got the power to do it.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
I want Jesus to have no mercy on Satan.
Thank you, Lord.
No mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? He's the one causing all this stuff. Going out there in the streets, huh? Thank you, Jesus. In the old time, when God put a judgment or did something to the people, he told them, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put this evil on y'all. God said that. You read the Bible. He called it evil.
Yes.
Huh? He gonna turn into a whole unmerciful God.
Yes.
When he come.
Hallelujah.
People don't want to hear that. You talking about Jesus? You talking about God? Jesus gonna be? First of all, they don't know if Jesus is God. But it's gonna be, when that day comes, thank you, Jesus, huh? Ain't no saying, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, Lord, I did this in your name. I preached in your name. I prayed in your name. I paid my tithes every Sunday, huh? But you ain't doing it. Well, a scripture said the people, they worship him with their mouth, huh? And with their lips. But what? Y'all know that scripture? Lip service, but their heart was far, far from them. That's from Matthew. Thank you, Jesus. Those people is going to be the one. I'm going to be the one. Oh, Jesus, I did this in your name. I did that in your name. Thank you, Jesus. That's the God I serve. Thank you, Jesus. I serve the God that's going to destroy the earth. Not only the earth, but the heaven. A lot of people don't believe that. They don't want to believe that. They believe that the earth is going to always be here. But if you look at the news and the weather station and the scientists, they saying that the earth is already getting ready to burn up. If you don't believe me, just go out there and stand out in that sun for about 30 minutes. Huh? You feel it. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
The earth is, they say there's a planet that is pushing the earth closer to the sun. Thank you, Jesus. And then the sun having a solar flare, huh? In our time. What you call it? What's the care? Solar flare? Mass ejection. I knew you had the right word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's happening today.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. It ain't no going back. No. The ozone layer has been tore, ripped apart. Awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? The climate is changing.
Yes, it is.
The ice is melting.
Yes.
Ice that's been there millions of years.
Yes.
The glaciers dropping off. They just tell you a little bit. They don't want to scare you too bad. But they dropping off, and they say when that water, ice drop in the water, and the level of the ground, you know, like New York, is like the sea level is going to rise. Huh? And it ain't no turning back. Thank you, Jesus. This is happening today. Thank you, Jesus. That's the God I serve. It's coming to pass that we are living in the last days. Y'all hear that out there? We're living in the last days. I want to make sure you hear me out there. Thank you, Jesus. This is the time to seek the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. After the saints is took away out of this earth. Thank our loving God going to take us and we're going to live with him. Huh?
Yes,
y'all help me now. We're going to live with Jesus forever. Not for a day or two, Bertier, but we're going to spend the rest of our life eternal with God. But anybody that don't obey the word of God or live the word of God in their heart, walk the word of God in their heart, walk the spirit in their heart, hallelujah, it's going to be in the hell fire. Yeah, we still preach hell fire. I'm listening, huh? We still preach that. We got to preach it. It's the only thing that can scare folks up. And that's not scaring the people up.
Amen.
They ain't scared of hellfire no more.
No.
They ain't scared of preaching. We used to get up there and preach now. Oh, this and that. And now they laugh at us like it's I'm a chameleon or somebody up here cracking jokes and stuff. I'm not cracking those jokes. I'm serving the God, huh, that created the earth.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth, thank you, Jesus. And our time is at hand. It's at hand. The God I serve, Abraham served, thank you, Jesus. We are living in the days, the last days, thank you, Jesus. The days of end, thank you, is coming. Thank you, it's not a laughing matter, thank you, Jesus. It's time for you out there and Wade Rayo Lamb, I'm going to give him a message, thank you, Jesus. It's time for you to obey the word of God, thank you, Jesus. Repent of your sins. Out there in the internet world. Do you hear me? Thank you. Repent. Everybody say repent.
Repent.
Of your sins. And be baptized.
Be baptized.
In the name of Jesus. For the remission of your sins. Receive the Holy Ghost.
Receive the Holy Ghost.
There is no other name given among men whereby we what? Be saved. Y'all hear me out there? Thank you, Jesus. I'm serving the God, huh, the King off his throne, the loving God, huh, took his time and came off his throne and walked this earth 33 and a half years until he was tired of us. Thank you, Jesus. He wanted to go back home. Thank you, Jesus. That's the God I serve. There's only one God. Listen to me now. It's only one God. And that one God is Jesus. Jesus is the only one and only God. God said in the old days that I am your Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is our what?
Savior.
He came down to save us from our sins and to give us another life, another chance to be with him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to serve somebody out there. You hear me? You can walk out. I'm talking to your radio right now, huh? You can walk day and night, huh? But you got to serve somebody.
You either got to
serve Jesus or who? The devil. Huh? If you wish to serve the devil, then you're going to be with Satan in the pit of fire, everlasting fire, brimstone fire. Yes, I'm preaching brimstone fire.
Hallelujah.
I'm a Jesus name preacher. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm a Jesus only preacher. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus all by himself, the creator of the world. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Got to serve somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to shut up now, y'all. I'm going to give y'all up. Who you going to serve?
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is who?
God.
Thank you, Jesus. God of who?
Abraham.
God of who?
Moses.
God of who?
Noah.
Noah. Who's the next one?
Jeremiah.
Dad, you can name them all. Wherever God they worship and serve, that's the God we worship and serve. So y'all pray for me. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.